Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. Owner Chris Wedekin sells the ductless Mitsubishi electric mini split, which is a great option to heat and cool individual spaces while blending into the decor.
You want your poker room to be dressed up? You could take a vinyl wrap and put on these. If you like the more modern look, they have styles in black, silver, and pearl white that would be more aesthetically pleasing for your rooms.
Find out more at absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite ductless pro dealer.
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel.
Oh, yeah!
So normally, Nige would run these stories by me. But because I'm a gracious host, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to run these stories not only by our guest, Jerry Lopez, but the lovely and talented Miss Allison as well. Both of you guys can have a little crossfire, and we'll find out if you're okay with these stories or if you've got a problem with these stories, all right? So, Jerry, I'm going to start with you. Restaurant chain Denny's, they're getting a lot of free publicity right now because of the Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea. Went on John Mulaney's Netflix show, Everybody's in L.A., and raved about Denny's. Two members of the audience actually had to go over to the Denny's to find Flea and bring him back to the show and listen to what he has to say about the breakfast restaurant.
I was at Denny's. I'll tell you what L.A. is. L.A. is Denny's. Denny's is a magical place. It is a sanctuary in this town. It is a microcosm of L.A. It transcends all cultural and ethnic and economic boundaries. It's a beautiful place. You can find everybody in Denny's. I was just there. There are all these beautiful Latino kids just coming from their prom. Well, you could go there at midnight. People bring their babies there at midnight. And you might say, you might just go, well, they better take that baby home. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know why that baby's there. They might be locked out of their apartment. I know I'm locked out of mine. Say is, God bless Denny's.
So Denny's getting a lot of publicity from Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jerry Lopez, are you okay with that?
Listen, I'm a fan of the All-American Grand Slam myself. You know, I'm old enough to remember when it was Lenny's. Remember that commercial, Lenny's?
No.
Some old ladies, Denny's, Lenny's?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, no way.
But I drink a lot.
No, I support that, yeah. Hey, Denny's is a staple in every town.
So, Allison, I go to you. Are you okay with this?
Oh, I'm with Jerry. It's just an American thing, Denny's, and his love and passion for it makes it even better.
All right, so this is the question. This is my follow-up question. Let's say you can only have one meal. It's 12 o'clock. It's midnight. You got a Waffle House on the left. You got a Denny's on the right. Ooh. Where are you going?
Waffle House.
Yeah, I think Waffle House.
Do you like the food better or do you like the atmosphere better?
I like seeing people throw chairs at each other.
Right, because when you go to a Waffle House after midnight, it's kind of like going to a UFC fight.
Yeah, I think in the interview they asked the Waffle House fighters to fight for like 5 minutes shadow box. You might need this.
In a restaurant battle royal, nobody beats the staff of Waffle House. Popeyes is close, but they don't want the smoke from the Waffle House staff.
Yeah. Well, when you're open 24 hours a day, you better be on your toes.
100%. All right, Allison, we come to you. Are you okay with this? Students at a school in Illinois pulled a senior prank on their principal by hiring a bagpiper to follow him around for an hour. The principal was a good sport about it and even praised the kids with coming up with an idea. Here's a little video clip of the bagpiper following around the school principal. You okay with that?
I am. See, I think this is a good prank. It's not vandalizing. It's not hurting anybody. And it's only for an hour. And it's just annoying.
Right. Nothing got caught on fire. You know, the toilets didn't explode.
Right. Nobody has graffitied. To clean it up.
Right.
But it is hilarious. And I would love to picture him like going to the bathroom and the bagpipe just being outside the stall.
I would love to have theme music if I went to the can. I think that'd be fantastic. Jerry, you okay with this?
I mean, first of all, I'm sure he was happy it wasn't a bag puncher, right?
True.
Because that would have been completely different. Also, kudos to the principal for playing along, because all this goes away if he's some hard up guy that goes, get out of my school, then it's not fun. So the fact that he played along, man, kudos to him. That's awesome.
See, as the former class president here, my
of Beech Grove, right?
Correct.
All right, so that says
a lot.
Just saying.
My principal was cool, but had I had a hard ass like you brought up, that makes me want to do it more. Like, I would have been the guy that says, listen, I don't know how we're getting this money. You know, this was 1996, so crowdsourcing wasn't a thing yet. I'd have to pass around a hat and a bucket, but we're going to hire the most annoying band we can find to follow Principal Kenny around for an hour just to tick him off. Who's with me?
I mean, but what if he makes them leave? Because those people are going to leave, right? Like, you better leave or I'm going to call the police. They're going to leave, and then it's over.
But the fact that he would have had to get so irritated to do it, maybe that's money well spent. Like when Charles Barkley said he got into that bar fight in Milwaukee and threw the drunk guy through the window, he had to settle with him out of court. And he said that was the best money I ever spent.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Last one. Are you okay with this? Three Bob Fergusons filed to run for the governor of the state of Washington. So two guys named Bob Ferguson filed to run for the governor of the state of Washington because they wanted to prevent the other Bob Ferguson, the incumbent, from winning. They thought voters would be confused if they went to the primary and saw three Democrats named Bob Ferguson, and if they would split the votes, somebody else may win. Now, it turns out the state of Washington has a law that prevents that kind of thing. It's a felony if you cheat, and they dropped off the ballot. But three Bob Fergusons on one ballot. Are you okay with this, Jerry Lopez?
The fact that there's a law against this is hilarious to me.
Which tells me it's happened before.
Yeah. So Bob Ferguson's running. They don't like him. So two other decide to run with the same name. Genius plan, by the way. It would have worked. 100%. Right. Just surprised that this is an actual law.
This has happened before in the state of Washington, and this is why they passed the law. It's a felony to run for office just because you have the same name as someone else. Now, if your name is Bob Ferguson and you actually want to run, you can. But these other two jokers just said, we just don't want this guy to win, so we're going to announce a candidacy.
So they admitted to that's where they went wrong.
Right. They wanted the vote to be split so another Democrat would win. You're right. Brilliant. But they made the mistake of saying it's a sham.
Yeah.
If just one of those Bob Ferguson said, screw you,
I really
want
to run. Yeah. Game over.
Right. Allison.
No, I'm not okay with this. With all of the voting issues we have in this country, this is what we're focused on. Too many Bobs.